Welcome back to the White Coat Club. My name is Lindsay, and I have Nicole here with me today. And we're going to be talking about the additional information section. Should you complete it, and what should you discuss? Before we get started, don't forget to like and subscribe for more BSMD and med school admissions content. All right, Nicole, first, let's establish, what is the additional information section?
So the additional information section is something that's on the Common App, it's on the Coalition App, it's on some other applications as well, where it's giving students the opportunity to talk more about themselves with additional information. Everyone kind of has their own little description of what that could entail, which we'll, you know, break down, but essentially it's just somewhere to put extra item in writing form. It's not an upload, but in writing form.
Yeah, and it's important for students as we're addressing this is to like look at each particular prompt and read it carefully, because Nicole and I were looking at them beforehand and kind of talking about how some of them are a lot more open. So for example, the Common App says, do you wish to provide details of circumstances or qualifications reflected in the application? Whereas the Coalition, we were thinking sounded a little bit more broad, where it says, take a moment to review what you've shared so far and use this space to provide any additional information that you feel is important for admissions counselors to know about you, your story, your accomplishments, or your challenges. Whereas the UC, I think, is like probably one of the more restrictive ones, because they literally only want you to talk about your academic history. And they literally say, you know, use this space only if you want to describe anything that you have not had, yeah, that you have not had the opportunity to include elsewhere in this section. So it should be like a break in attendance, poor grades in a particular course or year, specific information about your school environment or policies that affect your academic record or choices for classes. So like, honestly, like a lot of the advice that we'll give like could vary based on school to school and prompt to prompt. So read carefully.
And where you're applying as well. I know MITs, they list it as optional. They even say, you know, a lot of students will likely leave this blank because they're just looking for a significant piece of information that wouldn't already be on the application anywhere else. So it just depends. But we do get this question so often of, should I fill it out? Should I fill it out? Should I fill it out? And should I fill it out is kind of hard, I think.
Yeah.
Because it's, you know, well, what would you, my follow-up to that with students is, well, what would you say if you were going to fill it out? So we kind of wrote some topics down that we wanted to kind of go over of, should I talk about this, or would that be something that we recommend? It, you know, maybe don't use that space for that specific topic. Because just should I fill it out is kind of vague, and it just depends. So to start off, one of the things that we always want to make sure of is, you shouldn't talk about a topic that school specifically is already going to be asking you about. So a lot of our students apply to BSMD programs where they're already asking you a ton of questions about your extracurriculars, about your leadership, about why you want the major that you want. So if you have something that you want to share, maybe it's not best for a school that is already asking you all of those details. So keeping in mind kind of what schools you would potentially send these items to.
And it's important to note too, you can change it from school to school. Like what's relevant for like Brown University might not be relevant for, you know, another university. So after you submit your Common App for Brown and you go to submit it for, you know, University of Michigan or whatever, you know, you could be taking that additional information section off and saying, no, you don't want to share any information to University of Michigan versus Brown. So your ideas could change from place to place too, depending on what you think is relevant and what essays they have too.
For sure. And we've had students who, you know, maybe we wrote an amazing essay about something specific, but there's just no prompt that school that they really want to go to asks them about this topic. And there's really no way to talk about this event in their life. So that would be a place where we could, you know, talk about that event because they're not asking you anything similar. Mm-hmm. But if you don't really fall into that category of, you know, I want to share more, it's just, should I fill it out? And should I talk about these things that haven't been asked mm-hmm. of me already? So some of the topics, you know, one of the topics, the first one that we'll talk about is mental health. Should I discuss maybe issues I have with mental health in this section to be transparent with the admissions team?
That's always a tough question to answer in kind of generically, because I feel like it is something that you shouldn't decide this on your own in general. Like you should always run it by like a counselor or like a trusted teacher before you submit, just because you don't want to like raise more questions than you're answering with your additional information section. Because of course, like admissions officers want to make sure that, you know, they have the resources to help students. So it's not necessarily that you shouldn't talk about mental health issues, but we just want to make sure that, you know, you are answering questions and kind of showing your growth throughout the process, if that makes sense. Like it is okay to talk about it, I think, but we don't want you to be a red flag to admissions officers.
Exactly.
I was like, did I explain that well? I was like, I hope I did, because it is such like a tricky topic, and like there's no universal yes or no answer. It's just like it is going to be tough for people, and it is something that a lot of times is really important to them. But
yeah,
exercise caution.
Absolutely. I like that, exercise caution. I think it kind of goes in with, I would use that same advice for our next topic as well. Talking about identity or preferences and things like that. A lot of students will ask about that and want to talk about that, which is absolutely okay. But again, it's not so much what you're saying, it's how you're saying it as well. So always review with, like Lindsay said, a trusted teacher or a counselor before you're submitting something that with like a weight behind it like that.
And I would probably be like, especially mental health and identity, maybe be like more to the point with those and make it less of a story and just more of like, you know, here's like the important information that I want to tell you. So don't necessarily treat it as an additional essay, but like an additional chance to tell information.
Like just keep it factual. Anecdotal.
Yeah.
And this is also a place, it's not necessarily a place where you have to do that same kind of format of a formal essay. It can absolutely be a little bit more abstract or direct.
Definitely. I actually just helped a girl with the MIT essay, and we did it in like bullet point form. Because she wanted to, for the MIT essay, it is a little bit more broad as we were talking about. And so she's got kind of like a very clear like idea of where she wants to go in the future, and like has like a nonprofit plan that she's like already set up. And so through like her like kind of 4-step plan that she has, she really wanted to share that with MIT. And so we went back and forth on if it was even appropriate. And you know, ultimately it was something that she really wanted to do. So we included it, and, you know, it just made more sense not to have it in essay form, but to kind of have like, here's kind of like my action steps and things like that, so that the school could get an idea of what she's already done and what her future plans are too. So it definitely did not follow the normal format. Now, another one that I have had kids try to use the additional information section for is like talking about a B, like the one B that you got because of a teacher, like, you know, that brought your 4.0 GPA down, or, you know, something along those lines. And a lot of the times they want to talk about it because, you know, maybe they had a tough teacher, and like if they had a different teacher that was way easier, they would have gotten the A. And in those cases, I always advise not to put it in, because it's not, you're not really explaining why you got the B. You're just complaining that you got the B, and it's never like your fault, essentially, that you got the B.
Yes.
So it wouldn't come across, in my opinion, very well to admissions officers, just because it in my opinion, you're also not showing a ton of maturity. So that's why I almost never advise students to talk about, you know, a grade that they got poorly because of, you know, a bad teacher they had or something along those lines. It could be okay to talk about grades, but not in those kind of circumstances, if you're just complaining.
Absolutely. And I've had students who are, you know, want to say, well, I got a C in that class, and then that teacher ended up getting fired. And, you know, we definitely do not need to make excuses. And, you know, while that could have been an extremely valid point, and unfortunately you were just kind of on that short end of the stick in the by getting them as a teacher and whatever, we definitely don't want to cause blame. You know, instead more focus on this was the fact, this is what I tried to do the best I could in the course. But ultimately it wasn't my best.
And then maybe could show like how you improved since then too. Like, you know, if maybe your study habits weren't great, maybe like a line about how you tried to improve since then. And you could talk about like if you got a C in Spanish 2, but then an A in Spanish 3, that could be a good way to show growth if you felt it was like really necessary to showcase that.
Exactly.
Now, what do you think about adding additional essays to here, Nicole?
Yeah, I kind of touched on this earlier. You know, if you wrote an amazing essay that you really, really love and it really talks about a passion of yours or a time that you showed leadership that you think is super important to you that a specific school doesn't ask about, there's nowhere else to put that for that school, I think it's okay. Some schools don't, you know, ask a lot of supplemental essays on their own. So if you really do have something that you think encompasses you and your application, I think it's all right on a case by case basis.
Especially if you haven't talked about it anywhere else. And I know you said that, but I'm going to reiterate it again because the yes. people in the back, if you already talked about it somewhere else, you do not need to put it again here.
Yes. It's additional information only. Additional.
Brand new additional information. Yep. So that's kind of the goal, hopefully, for those types of things. So yeah, you don't necessarily want to use it as an additional essay unless you have, once again, kind of that purpose.
Yeah. Similar with the next one, you know, more resume items. So everyone always worries about, you know, for the Common App specifically, you can only put 10 activities. How am I supposed to choose 10? Can I put the rest of them in my additional information section?
I do case by case basis too. I've had some kids who will like sometimes want to like paste their whole resume in there, a link to it. And usually what I say for those is like, does it add a ton more detail? Because we only get 150 characters to describe each activity. And if you've been like, you know, you started a nonprofit and you did a ton of workshops and like, you know, you you know, have partnered with a ton of different organizations to do a lot of like super impactful things, 150 characters is just like not going to cut it. And so maybe it does make sense to like add a little bit of context to your resume items. Now, if you're just kind of had like low level involvement in the clubs that, you know, you want to include, like, you know, if you had 5 additional clubs that you, you know, attended monthly meetings and stuff, but weren't really all that heavily involved, in my opinion, it probably would not be worth it to add additional resume items because it doesn't necessarily show us that much more about you, but then other than the fact that you like attended a meeting once a month.
Yeah. I like your idea of if you have something on there already. So we do talk about my non-for-profit, but I only have 150 characters and I need to add more to really explain the depth of it. I think that's okay. But yeah, I don't think you should start adding your kind of B-list of resume items.
Yeah. And definitely don't paste it in like your whole resume if like you're not adding anything additional to it. Like if everything is just like a copy and paste from like the Common App additional the Common App activity list section anyway, then like there's no point in wasting their time. Admissions officers don't spend a ton of time on your applications in general. So like everything you give to them should serve like a purpose. So let's talk a little bit about good uses of the Common App. So I have kind of on the same vein, I have had kids who had just like a ton of awards. Like I was just working with this one girl this cycle who's got a really impressive like laundry list of awards, a lot of national awards, you know, state awards and some regional ones, but like, you know, all of them are really diverse and different. So like, you know, she's got some for science fair, some for poetry, some for leadership, you know, honestly, just like everything under the sun. And it's hard to use like just the 5 awards and the additional information to really get the scope of everything that she's done. And so for her, we did include like a few of like the other top awards that she got that, you know, were unique and did have like a different facet to her application. So, you know, it's not like she just had like 15 science fair awards that we were adding in that kind of detailed the same story over and over again. Everything was like really unique. And that's what I felt like it was a good use of her additional information section.
Yeah, specifically considering the Common App asks like if there are additional awards or anything that you want to share. So, yeah, that's especially if they're completely, if they're very relevant. I've had a lot of students too. They have a lot of research. Should I, you know, put in the link for my publication, or should I put in the abstract for my research project that I did? You know, so I think explaining the research is definitely good, because you may have like the internship on your activity sheet of what you have done as far as the activity, but you may not have like the specific research project in that 150 characters. Maybe that you did one, but not necessarily what it was. I don't think that putting the abstract in is the best use of the space. You know, if, especially if you're just kind of doing a regular undergrad pre-med, potentially it's going to be probably at a level that the admissions counselors, admissions officers are not going to really grasp like the importance. But I definitely think a couple of sentences of explaining just what you learned from the research, like specifically what it was, could be very beneficial.
Completely agree. Like I had one kid, if I guess it was last cycle, 2 cycles ago, I can't remember now, but he had done research specifically on like democracies, like of the Roman civilization, I want to say is what it was related to, something about democracies. And it was really related to like his major choice. And I think he had done it for like his IB like research class or something along those lines. So like there was, it wasn't going to be like showing up in his activity section or things like that, because it was through a class. But he had written a paper, he'd actually gotten the paper published too. And so we did explain in like a small little paragraph about his research, especially because it was really related to his major choice. So he didn't put the abstract, it was like an explanation of what the research was. And I felt like it was pretty effective to kind of show the depth of his interest in the particular subject too. Now this is definitely, the next one is definitely one that a lot of kids will ask about. And it's kind of like those unique one-of-a-kind situations that's not discussed in your essays. So another example from a student this year was kind of related to like a health scary ad. And so it was during COVID. He wasn't able to do extracurriculars because like he was high risk. He couldn't go back to school when everyone else did. He still was virtual. So it did kind of impact his grades. It impacted, of course, like his level of participation and like the things that he could be doing. And so that was something that we did address in like his additional information section, just because there was nowhere else to put it. And so I felt like that was, once again, kind of gave more context to maybe why he participated less or had a gap in his, you know, his activity years, or, you know, just maybe his grades weren't as strong 1 year. So that it added some good context to who he was.
Yeah, talking about the gap makes sense. You know, if you were in a specific club or a sport for, you know, 2 years and you took a year off, that would definitely be something to explain. Yeah. And like other just circumstances that, you know, someone else wouldn't necessarily have, and it wouldn't really be anywhere that you've written anything about. Again, if you've written about it, don't write it. But if you were maybe raised by someone other than your parents, if there was a health tragedy in your family recently that, or even, you know, in the, over the last 4 years that kind of impacted maybe your grades or your participation in extracurriculars, and, or, you know, my parents were going through, you know, chemotherapy, so I was not able to join any clubs in ninth grade because I didn't have a ride after school. Things like that. You know, just kind of a one-off situation that is unique to just you. Definitely. But similar to kind of what we said above, you know, keep it factual. We don't want it to be kind of a woe is me story. And, you know, tons of students are dealing with battles, but just kind of factual. If you're questioning why I don't have any extracurriculars, it's because of this, you know.
Completely agree. Explain, don't complain. It's, yes. Like, I think really should be the mantra for the the Common App and all additional information section. Kind of some other circumstances too that kids maybe want to explain is like a long commute. Like I've had some kids who go to like a private school that's not in their district. And so I was talking to one, he's a rising senior this year, but he, you know, had an hour commute one way. And so like, that's 2 hours in the car. Like that could really be a lot of other things that he's doing each day. And so it did make it really hard for him to participate in clubs and things like that, just because a parent had to come pick him up and, you know, then they had to do the long commute back home. So it did make everything a lot more challenging. We've also had circumstances where kids can't participate as much in extracurriculars because of like family obligations. So maybe they do need to work to support the family. I had one girl a few years ago who every single summer she would go down to Mexico to take care of her grandma. And so of course she's not going to be able to participate in like summer programs or do like long, like high commitment research opportunities or volunteer opportunities or things like that in the summer. So, you know, that did change what her extracurriculars look like. And so we did include it. And so those types of things, you know, if we can't include elsewhere, it's important to put here.
Mm-hmm. I have a student who I'm working with right now who, when he was in ninth grade, his younger brother was diagnosed with autism. So it was really hard for, he had all these plans for summer. He was going to, you know, work locally and things like that. And he essentially had to kind of become more of a caregiver at home to him, which was not the plan initially. So things happen.
Yeah. And admissions officers won't know unless you tell them. Like there's no way they could have ever guessed that. I mean, maybe he talks about it in his personal statement, but otherwise there's just like no way they can guess things. And so those are important things to add context to why things are like shaped the way they are in their applications.
Mm-hmm. Also, a lot of students, I have students right now who maybe they started off at a charter school and that charter school closed and now they're at a public school and they are unsure or like a little bit worried about the reciprocation of their transcript because it might look a little bit off. Or why did you take, you know, these higher level classes and then drop down to lower level classes? Or, and it's only, it's really because, you know, that's what was available. And there is a section to say, you know, that you did move or that your school, you did transfer schools, but that's not necessarily the place to start explaining maybe your grades and your classes. This could be a really great place to talk about that course selection. I have a really wonky one where, you know, they're in these high level maths and then they transferred schools and then they could not like kind of get on track. Basically the math was all thrown off. They took like 2 years off of math because of it. So, and it really wasn't the student's fault. It was just kind of what was available and what wasn't. So things like that are definitely okay to do.
Yeah. And I was reading, about like unusual grading systems too might be a place to explain it, especially if it doesn't fit the format of like how the Common App like asks for courses. Like maybe your school system like just doesn't follow like the normal like semester or quarter like system. And so, you know, you might need to write a small explanation just to once again kind of give context. And like, you know, it might be included in the school report that the counselor sends, but just to make sure that there's like no confusion, you could be putting it there as well. Or like any like unusual classes maybe that you want to add context to, because they might not know what it is from just like the course name or something along those lines. Like once again, for a purpose, you could be explaining some things like that.
I've had two, you know, we've talked about this on other podcasts, but making a schedule is like a big puzzle and it all has to fit. So you could have been on this, you know, computer science track and took, you know, comp sci one, comp sci two, and then like want to take computer principles and not fit. And you have to make a choice of, do you want to continue with this class or this class? You know, so I've had students explain that as well. You know, in 10th grade, I had to make a choice here or here. And that kind of changed the trajectory of what I would have liked to take.
And I guess to note as well, there is like at least there has been like a COVID section on the Common App. And so you can be addressing like any COVID specific things if you have it up there. And then like if there was any disruption, I feel like by now, like our rising seniors, I think that they shouldn't have been too affected. Maybe their freshman year, I can't remember, but you know, who knows how long that section will be on there for, but you know, you can also utilize that if it's, if it remains.
Definitely. And then
anything. Oh, go
I,
for it.
another thought that I had that we didn't have in our notes, you know, some students, we go back and forth. Should I fill it out? Should I not fill it out? And then a lot of times they'll come back and say, I just feel like this is, I have to write something.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it suicide if I don't put anything in here? And you know, kind of what are our thoughts maybe there? Just like talking students kind of into what they should do.
Yeah, I think you should definitely get a second opinion from probably most of these two to decide like if it's actually worthwhile. Cause I have had both students and parents who are like absolutely adamant that they need to include like the explanation of the B, for example. But after like, you know, we talk it through, they realize like the fallacies and like how they were thinking. And so I think that that's like something that you should always do before you commit to doing the additional information section, is just talk it through and like don't make it be like an emotional decision either.
Absolutely. The emotional decision thing, I think, hits the nail on the head. It's such an emotional decision for families. This is a huge step in your lives. And I think that we've talked about this for multiple occasions, multiple things. You sometimes do too much. You want something that, you know, some of your actions start to be counterintuitive. So consult with others. Really think about what it is you're sharing and what the admissions team will learn from what you're sharing.
Yeah,
in general, you know.
And check the prompt before you submit, because some of them are a little bit more open-ended. Like I attended a UC webinar and they were like, if you're using this as like an additional essay, then you are doing it wrong. Like we are not going to look at that, you know, fondly at all. And so just like exactly what Nicole was saying, don't hurt yourself by like trying too hard and like trying to give them all the information possible. Like they will not like that if they didn't ask for it.
Yeah. They're telling you what they want. And it's also kind of a red flag of you are unable to follow instruction if you're putting things in there that are not wanted.
Oh, that's such a good point. Yes, exactly. And people, I think, forget that.
Yeah, definitely.
What percentage of students, of your students, do you think use the additional information section?
I feel like maybe 40% to 50% do.
I was thinking like 30 to 40%.
Yeah. Yeah. I think 40s for me is a little bit more accurate.
Because I feel like some do have like these circumstances that they need to describe. Sometimes it is about research. Occasionally they are linking to their research too, if they want to. So like I wouldn't say, because I think on the Common App you get like 650 words. I don't think I've ever had a student who's used even close to 650 words. I would say most are like in the 100 to 200 kind of realm. Just
and
because
most
they're.
are, yeah, oh, sorry.
Oh, go for it. No, go for it.
Most are only sharing one thing. So if you have multiple things like on this list of, I could talk about this, I could talk about this, I would not, you know, start to layer it on.
Yeah. Especially if you were able to talk about in other areas or it's not super useful. But yeah, think about the value. Every single word that you give to the admissions officers is going to bring. Anything else you can think of?
I said this the other day and it just kind of came back into my brain. You know, you don't want to cause fatigue either. They're reading hundreds of essays a day. They're reading hundreds of applications a day. If you just have kind of one thing after another, you know, you don't want to cause fatigue. You know,
trying to overly cram it all in there. And like, you know, then I think whenever you have too much, then it doesn't let what you have kind of shine.
Yes.
If you are trying to information overload on them.
Exactly.
So trust yourself, trust your process too. And they'll see the great things that you're doing.
Absolutely. But no, other than that, I think that's kind of everything. Unless you have
so
anything
too.
Else.
Nope. Just, yeah. If you only take away one thing, explain, don't complain, and just use the additional information section wisely. Just because one person uses it and they got in doesn't mean that that was like the reason why they got in either. And so just be smart about it.
Yeah, a lot of times they're the exception, not the rule.
Yeah, exactly. It would be nice if colleges kind of released a little bit more information about like which prompts people are using and which like who's using the additional information section, how many activities students are submitting that are successful and those types of things. It'd just be interesting to know, but alas, they don't tell us that much information. All right. I think that's it though for additional information sections. Hopefully we answered all your questions about should you or should you not. Don't forget to like and subscribe though in the meantime to get more great BSMD and med school admissions content. But until next time, have a great rest of your day.